So Dramatic would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land this podcast was recorded on, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. So Dramatic Daily, your daily dose of the latest and most dramatic reality TV news. Welcome to So Dramatic Daily. I'm Megan Pistetto. Coming up today, Married at First Sight's Tani Cook has answered some questions about her messy breakup with Ollie Skelton in a juicy Instagram Q&A. Lucinda Lyon is being touted to make millions as a bidding war commences for her post-show gigs. And Tori Adams dishes on where she stands with her female co-stars. So much drama, so little time. Let's get into the show. Married at First Sight 2023 star Tani Cook has put an end to questions about her ex, Ollie Skelton, during a recent Instagram Q&A. In case you missed it, the pair had a very messy breakup back in December, with rumours swirling that Ollie was inviting girls over and disrespecting Tani while they were still living together post-split. Now Tani has revealed where they stand nearly 5 months after they called time on their relationship. When asked by a fan whether she still speaks to Ollie, Tani revealed that she has been getting this question a lot lately. She wrote, "No, I don't keep in contact. I've been really hurt by the things he's done and said about me, so I don't feel the need to have any communication anymore. He's free to say whatever, and I'm just happy to sit with my truth." Acknowledging that she's been pretty quiet about their breakup, she said that that's been intentional. She explained, "I've really found some peace in leaving things that aren't for me behind. It's been around 5 months now since we broke up, and I think it's time we put this to bed. I've worked really hard to move on from this, and that chapter of my life is very much closed." Married at First Sight's Lucinda Lyon is touted to make millions as she's been inundated with post-show opportunities, as she deserves. Now, while rumours that Lucinda was going to be an expert on Married at First Sight have been shut down, Lucinda still has a huge career ahead of her. According to Yahoo Lifestyle, there's currently a bidding war between major podcast networks to exclusively lock her down for her own show once Married at First Sight wraps. Meanwhile, voiceover agencies have also been keen to sign Lucinda as an audiobook narrator. And with that soothing voice, who wouldn't? Channel 9 has also allegedly dubbed Lucinda as this year's breakout participant, so we can only assume that some opportunities within the network are also on the horizon for her. In addition to this, Lucinda has reportedly received offers to publish a book in the personal development and spiritual journey space, so it sounds like she's going to be one busy gal. One media insider also told the outlet that Lucinda is poised to become a huge star due to her authenticity and positivity. They said, "Lucinda's kind-heartedness and positive energy has resonated with viewers all around the world who see her as a breath of fresh air, compared to the clone of young wannabe influencers we see every year becoming embroiled in drama. With the right strategy and team, she could make millions in the next couple of years with so much demand already." And I don't doubt it for a second. Watch this space. Married at First Sight's Tori Adams has spilled the tea on her post-show friendships, / lack thereof, with her female co-stars. While she remained close with her fellow brides at the start of the experiment, things quickly turned sour as Tori was constantly defending her toxic husband, Jack Dunkley. From the muzzle comment to Whalegate, Tori's pro stance really isolated her from the rest of the group, which eventually led to her telling her co-stars that she wanted nothing to do with them in real life. Now speaking to Refinery29, Tori has revealed the current status of her friendships with the other brides, and things have been tense, to say the least. Tori revealed that although she clicked with Lauren Dunn at the start of the experiment, things became rocky after the infamous muzzle comment. She explained, "Lauren's approach in conjunction with Sarah's changed." Tori explained that when her female co-stars called Jack out, it was always done in public at the dinner parties, which made her feel disrespected. However, while the ladies claimed to be airing this issue at the dinner party out of respect for their friendship with Tori, she says that she didn't feel this was the case because when Sarah's cheating scandal was exposed, Lauren kept it in the vault. She said, "Sarah and Lauren spoke about Sarah's cheating scandal, but it was never tabled. What those girls did to me was not friendship. Lauren's depicting this best friendship, but it's not accurate. Ouch." Now, Sarah also spoke to Refinery29 and revealed that she was once close with Tori, Lauren, and Eden at the start of filming. She said, "I was close to Tori mainly through Lauren. I did care for her because I knew that she liked Jack and I didn't want to see her get hurt. Tori had always said she's not a girl's girl. She made that very, very evident at the beginning. It's pretty interesting to see it play back, the things that she was saying behind my back and how she felt about the friendship. However, Lauren and I were very much girls' girls and we value those friendships, even if they are short-lived or we just met them. So to us, they did mean something. But I guess to her, they didn't. God, who needs enemies when you've got friends like this, hey? That is the latest from So Dramatic Daily. If you would like even more piping hot tea, head straight over to our website, sodramaticonline.com, or click the links in the show notes to find us on social media. I will see you guys back here, same time, same place, next episode. Goodbye, good riddance, and good luck. Ciao for now. Kind regards. So Dramatic Daily.